Who had breakfast this morning? Anyone not have breakfast? You didn't have breakfast. You must be well fed, are you? You didn't need breakfast?
Yeah.
And you're going to have another breakfast next Sunday? Yeah? Think you can wait till then to have breakfast?
No.
You can't. Why? What will happen? You'll waste away. Maybe I should wait and have one breakfast a week. I'm an overcomer. I'm overcoming my belt. No, I got to thinking about having breakfast and the importance of having breakfast. Because if we don't eat regularly, we are going to waste away. We'll be malnourished. We won't be healthy. We'll get very, very sick. And if you go without too much food, you'll end up dying. It takes its toll on you. We are created to have regular nourishment. We are physical beings who require nourishment to survive. Now, if I just talked to you about breakfast and presented pictures of a breakfast, and do you think that would help much? Would that feed you? If I told you about the beautiful men's breakfast we have once a month, you know, we start off with cereal. We've got toast there as well. And then we have bacon and eggs and sausages and tomato. It's a good breakfast. And then we've got toast and jam afterwards and tea and coffee. I enjoy my men's breakfast once a month, I tell you. It's good. But I couldn't do it every day. I wouldn't be able to fit between these posts. The thing is, when we get stuck into our tucker, we also need to exercise. We can't just sit and eat, or we grow and grow and grow and grow. Now, we're not just physical beings. We are spiritual beings in a human body. And we need to look after our spiritual health. Do you feed on God's word once a week, once a year? Oh, I go to church at Christmas and Easter. Yeah, okay. But are you feeding on God's word? Or are you just listening to someone talking about it? Because that's not feeding on it. We need to regularly feed on God's word to maintain spiritual health. Because if we're not, we'll be spiritually sick. And we can't handle the things that come up against us in life where we need spiritual health. My oldest son has just received news that their fourth child, at 13 weeks of pregnancy, has a condition called acrania. It's a neural tube condition where the skull has not developed. The brain is being exposed to the amniotic fluid, and it's a condition that is 100% fatal. He phoned me during the week to tell me, because they phoned me last week so excited about their fourth child. So they have now had scans done, and this is the result. Now, this is a traumatic experience, but they have spiritual health that enables them to handle this because they are feeding on God's word regularly, daily, growing in God. And they've decided to wait for until the 18th week and have another scan. And there's a lot of prayer going up because our God is a miracle God. Now, there's always the possibility that should God choose to, little Jessica Caitlin may be totally healed in the womb. It's not beyond possibility because she is being woven and created in the womb even now. But should that not happen, she can go full term and die within a couple of hours. Or there can be a stillbirth. They have taken the challenge of naming her, and they're prepared that if God does not heal her, they will have a daughter and bury her and have a funeral. Now, this sort of thing can be very, very traumatic if you are not feeding on God's word and have strong spiritual health. I thank God that they have that health. But I want to challenge you this morning about spending time every day in God's word. Not just listening to what others say about it, but get into it, read it. Make it a part of your life. And then put it into practice. Psalm 119, verse 97. Lord, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day long. Verse 105. Your word is a lantern to my feet and a light unto my path. Verse 89, Lord, your word is forever. It stands firm in the heavens. Another verse in that psalm. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Let God's word be our spiritual food. Let us not just go and listen to someone talking about it. Let us feast on the word of God so that it is part of us and becomes a living word within us.